The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, a bunch of Warner Brothers game studios get the axe, Balatro bets big and wins a lower age rating in Europe, and a first look at Pokemon ZA gameplay. Here's news for Sunday, 2nd of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
One of our least favourite recurring segments is back this week. It's studio closure announcement time. This time, Warner Bros. Has made the call to shut down not one, not two, but three of their game studios. On the chopping block, we have the newly formed WB Games San Diego, which was apparently working on a big AAA title. Player First, who recently released, then shut down the Warner Bros. Smash clone Multiverses, and Monolith Productions, best known for the Middle-Earth Shadows series, as well as a now-cancelled Wonder Woman game.
The news was delivered in an email to employees from CEO and President of Global Streaming and Games for Warner Bros. Discovery, JB Pierret. Polygon got their hands on this email, and it cites a disappointing 2024 for the studio as the main reason for the closures. It also read that moving forward, Warner Bros. Gaming overall will be focusing primarily on Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, DC, and Mortal Kombat, which is interesting given the two of their biggest 2024 flops were Suicide Squad and Harry Potter Quidditch.
Aside from the obvious job losses and cancelled games, there are also creative casualties in this decision, most notably the highly regarded Nemesis system from the Middle-Earth franchise. The Nemesis system allowed enemies to remember you tried to kill them, remember that they were able to kill you, hold grudges, and backstab each other in the pursuit of power. That series was essentially Assassin's Creed in Middle-Earth, but that Nemesis system really made it stand on its own and was rumored to be built into the now-cancelled Wonder Woman game.
Sadly, due to the shutdown of Monolith Studios, that system can't be emulated by other studios anytime in the near future due to it being patented in 2021. The patent titled Nemesis Characters, Nemesis Forts, Social Vendettas and Followers in Computer Games will sit gathering dust in the Warner Brothers basement until 2036. Sad news all around. Let's just hope Warner Brothers either gets cracking on a new game to use that system or let it free into the world in 11 years' time. But honestly, I'm not holding my breath for either of those outcomes. It was Pokemon Day this week, and as always, we got a stack of new announcements to celebrate. One of the biggest announcements is probably the more details we got on the previously announced Pokemon Legends ZA, the next title in the series. We got more of a look of Lumiose City, which is being given a high-tech upgrade to help people and Pokemon coexist. And like the previous game, you'll be helping people in the city and catching Pokemon in the wild zones. This new game is a departure from the historical Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is a bit of a shame. One of the best things about Arceus was that it took the series to a time setting we haven't seen before. It's slated for release later this year.
The latest multiplayer game coming from the company is called Pokemon Champions. It's inspired by the core series games and will let trainers from around the world challenge each other in matches across mobile and Nintendo Switch. It even connects with Pokemon Home so you can bring your favorite Pokemon over from other games. There isn't much more info on how it will work just yet or when it will be released, but we'll probably see more about it soon enough, I'm sure. There are also a few updates for their live service games like Pokemon the Card Game Pocket, Pokemon Unite, and Pokemon Sleep, so you can check them all out in the show notes. Finally, after a long appeal, the roguelike game Balatro has had its game rating downgraded in Europe. When it was released last year, it was given a PEGI 18 rating because of prominent gambling imagery and material that instructs about gambling. However, the game actually only had poker imagery and no gambling whatsoever. The appeal was submitted by the team at Fireshine Games, which published Bellatro's physical editions, and resulted in the game being changed to a PEGI 12 rating.
Peggy has said that while the game explains the various hands of poker, the deck-building game contains fantastical elements that warranted a PEGI 12 rating. It's not the only good news, they're also changing the PEGI 18 rating for Luck Be a Landlord, which is a roguelite with slot machine mechanics, but again, had no real-world gambling. Thanks to both of these appeals, PEGI is going to update their classification criteria to address games with gambling imagery, but may not need that 18 rating. Sounds like a win in our books. Annapurna Interactive held their showcase this week, and there are a stack of new games on the way. Faraway is a chill-looking game where you play as a shooting star. The star is constantly in the process of vanishing, but to stay alive, you get energy by forming constellations. That one is coming out sometime this year.
Wonderstop is a narrative-based cozy game about change and tea. Grow and harvest the ingredients needed for a variety of tea while observing people going through changes they don't want to go through. But there seems to be something darker going on too. That's out on March 11 on PS5, PC, and Xbox Series S and X, and you can check out a demo right now on Steam.
And finally, Keito Takahashi, creator of Katamari Damacy, is bringing out a new weird game. I mean, that is his shtick, and we love him for it. It's called To a T, about a kid that's stuck in a T pose and has to try live a normal life. It's very strange and charming, and it's out in late May. If you do want to find out what else was announced, you can find them all in our show notes.
If you're a fan of 90s arcade games and 90s sci-fi films, boy, do I have a game for you, the newly announced Terminator 2D No Fate. It's a side-scrolling retro game which takes the plot of the second film but expands on it with deleted scenes and a couple of different endings. For example, you can fight out in the robot apocalypse as John Connor, which never appeared in that movie, and feels incredibly 90s, to be honest. They always used to chuck this sort of thing into game tie-ins.
Developers BitBureau describe it as the sort of game they wish was around when the movie came out, and it looks pretty cool with some modern pixel art graphics. And yes, you can play as a naked Arnie beating up bikers after teleporting from the future. You can pick that up on everything, but it's going to be a bit of a wait for this one. It's scheduled for September 2025 at this stage.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Australian-made reboot Carmen Sandiego arrives on the 4th. This 3D action game has you taking on the role of the master thief who teams up with the normal good guys to take down the greater foe, Vile. You can find it on Netflix games as well as on console and PC on Tuesday.
Split Fiction is out this week. It's the latest co-op story by Hazelight Studios. The team behind A Way Out and It Takes Two brings us a new adventure, this time jumping between sci-fi and fantasy. That's out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series S and X on the 5th. And keep an eye out on sifter.com.au for our full review coming this Wednesday.
The legendary JRPG classics Suikoden 1 and 2 are being remastered. Updated art and audio, as well as quality of life upgrades, breathe new life into the 90s fan favourites. Grab them on all platforms this Thursday.
And Dragon King the Banished is a new action RPG in the vein of Diablo or V Rising, where you must fight enemies, collect loot, and build up your fortress. You know, pretty standard ARPG sort of stuff. But if that's your thing, be sure to check it out on the 6th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, if you've been listening or watching and enjoying our episodes, make sure you subscribe. Hit the little notification bell, particularly on YouTube. That'll let you know when we put out a new episode.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Courtney Smith here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. This week, we're playing A Date with Death, a free visual novel where you can flirt dangerously with Death himself. And remember, the Grim Reaper's just a baby girl.
And when he started calling me Sunshine, like it was an unholy noise that came out of my mouth.
being like, oh, genuinely like, oh, you make fun of him for being this like broody, dark, I'm a grim reaper, I'm so edgy, and I'm gonna capture your soul. And like, you make fun of that. So for him to then turn around and be like, you though, you're sunshine. I'm like, I can feel myself literally like starting to blush now thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my God.
You can get every episode of Drop Rate for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or on our website, sifter.com.au.